just giving a shit, just having heart, just showing up, just making a phone call, just sending a birthday card, just looking after, you don't have to, I'd love you to look after everyone, but just looking after the top 20%, you're going to win. All I'm going to give you is some insights of what I think is important in the next 6 to 12 months, what I think is very important, and I'm going to give you some surprising things that I think happened, and give me a wave if you're ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah, awesome. So here's number one. Number one is just last year alone, we got close to 3,000 new patients from screenings and corporates. So we should go into companies and do talks and also screenings. How many of you realize that we can't do those anymore? So 3,000 new patients, gone. So I was like, shit, now I've got to rethink and I've got to develop new structures. And I'm very excited to tell you that today our new patients, I think we're basically exactly the same new patients as we were last year and this year, and that's without all that talks and all that. I love that stuff. That's one of my greatest ways to get new patients. So when lockdown happened, I'll never forget, I realized that we're basically during the middle of lockdown, we're not going to get many new patients. And all we were left with was our databases, our existing patients. And I think even though we're out of lockdown, many countries, I still think this is true for the new economy. The number one, please write this down, the number one most important thing that I believe right now that's going to make a difference in your business in the next 12 months is you understanding that the most important asset you have is your patients right now. That list you have, your patient list, you have to write this word down. You have to go deep. You have to go deep with those people because they've already shown trust in you. One of my greatest mentors, Dan Kennedy, says, a buyer is a buyer is a buyer is a buyer, which means if they've bought one thing from you, statistically, they are going to buy from you, much more likely to buy from you again. And this is where I say business makes you lazy. I mean, good times make you lazy. In good times, it's easy to get new patients. But statistically, it costs, please write this down, it costs between 10 and 15 times more to get a new patient than it is to reactivate someone. 10 and 15 times more, it costs you. So number one, I realized that we had to go deep with our database. Now we've got 100,000 people on our database. So our whole strategy was, how do I reactivate? How do I reach out? How do I get in front of them? Now, here's what you need to understand. In fearful times, we were going through basically war. In some ways, we were going through a war. Fear, people were losing their jobs. People were genuine with, and our philosophical view on this is irrelevant because the marketplace had a lot of fear about this virus. You guys understand, yes? So there's all these external factors we had to deal with. And your most important asset you had was your client. So let's say new patients wasn't an option anymore, really. So you had to go deep. But what's interesting about that is that's always been the case with business. That's always been the case. But because new patients is so easy to come by in good times, we forget about our current patients. Are you guys with me? You understand what I'm saying? But this forces you to understand your priorities. So I'm just going to tell you, how many of you met my brother before? Met my brother? Anyone here? Cool. How many of you heard me speak about my brother before? Now, so my brother is a chiropractor. So you guys know I'm a chiropractor. My wife's a chiropractor. My brother's a chiropractor. His wife's a chiropractor. And my sister-in-law in South Africa is a chiropractor. 5 first-generation chiropractors. My other sister-in-law is a practice manager for 4 of my practices too. So my whole family is involved in chiropractic. And I always say this, my brother is one of the best people you've ever met in your life. Anna, would you agree? I'm quite a, the word hermit. I don't know if that translates. I like to be by myself quite a bit. I like high walls. And if you get on an aeroplane with me, I don't want to talk to my neighbor. I freak out. You know, the person at the aeroplane starts talking to you, I'm like, oh God, no. My brother, he loves to talk and he loves to chat and he's best friends with his neighbors and he goes for barbecues with them, etc. But I'll never forget the lesson I learned from my brother when it came to this lockdown. He understood the most important rule you could possibly ever understand right now, and that is the 80-20 rule. Write that down. The 80-20 rule. Do you want to just pin? I'm not sure if I'm pinned there. The 80-20 rule. So the 80-20 rule is this. Is that all of you should go deep with your existing customers. How many of you guys agree? How many of you guys think you could do more for your customers? So let me give you an example. Raise your hand. Okay, raise your hand if you think you should send every single patient a birthday card. Now keep your hand up. Manole, Isabel, Mario, keep your hand up if you do send every single patient a birthday card. Now, have a look around. So, let me ask you a question. If a patient spends 1,000 euros with you, do you think that we should at least send them a birthday card? You guys with me, yes? Like, if you think about that, when did you get a birthday card from a business? I haven't got a birthday card for a long time. Now, when I say this to you, I know that some of you are going to be like, oh, how do we do this? It's a lot of work. Yes, it's a lot of work, but that's where you're going to win. If you just show up, remember the secret to success is to show up. You don't even have to do it well. You just have to do it. And it's better if it's handwritten. That's much better. But if you just did that, you were consistent, your business would change. But here's my tip for you. Is most people get overwhelmed when I say stuff like this. But here's how you're gonna cheat the system a bit. Are you guys ready for a cheat? Do you want to do it? How many of you want to get rich easy? Of course, right? So here's the rule, and it's called the 80-20 rule. And the 80-20 rule states, and I believe that in the poor economy, you cannot afford to not do this. You should be sending everyone a birthday card, but at least do this. So the 80-20 rule, who has heard of the 80-20 rule? Cool. So the 80-20 rule states that 80% of the result comes from just 20% of the output. You with me? So 80% of the result comes from 20% of the activity. So first of all, as a business owner, I'm going to ask you a question, or in your practice, if you're a CA, if you're a chiropractor, what's the 20% of stuff that you should be doing that gives you 80% of the result? First thing. Next, critically, who are the 20% of your customers that make up 80% of your revenue or turnover? I know for a fact when I say that, somebody on this call doesn't believe me. I know for a fact when I say that somebody on this call is thinking, there's no ways that 80% of my turnover or money is coming from just 20% of my customers. I promise you, I have done the statistics. I also didn't believe it. I did the statistics over £10 million of business in my business, and it was 70-30. It was like 70, something like that. So even if it's not 20%, 30% of your customers are responsible for the majority of the business. Are you guys with me so far? So in these times now, if you're not at least looking after those people, you have to ask yourself a question, like, are you really taking this stuff seriously? Because even in many of my businesses, Anna's part of my coaching groups, and she'll tell you that, we send loads of things in the post. We send loads of things. We send gifts and hampers, and we send all types of things like that. And the reason I started with my brother is when lockdown happened, I did this exact lesson to my team. And I said, we're going to have to go deep with our patients. We're going to have to reactivate, and we're going to have to look after at least our top 20% deep. But everyone if possible, but at least our top 20%. So my brother took that to heart. And what he did was he actually started to deliver food to all his vulnerable patients to their door. And my sister-in-law, like, she made wheat-free things, but like dairy-free cakes and just raw vegan stuff, etc. And they actually started, they went around and they actually started to deliver, like just phoning all of her patients, all of his patients, and just going, are you okay? The elderly ones who were scared and at home, and said, are you okay? Can I drop something off for you? Now, let me ask you, when was the last time a business actually asked you if you were okay and if they could do something special for you? Now, imagine you drop, now I always think of being that patient. Imagine my chiropractor came and dropped off a raw vegan cake at my door. Let me ask you, are you going to go back? You freaking damn right you're going to go back. You understand? So, you, of course you're going to go back. And I'll tell you one more story. So, we've got the 80-20 rule. So, you've got about 20 to 30% of your customers that are a majority of your revenue. But then one step further, you've probably got 100. You've probably got 50 that have spent the most money with you. They've been with you the longest. My question to you is, do you know who they are and what are you doing for them? So I'm going to ask you to, at the end of this event, I want you to come up with your dream 100, your dream 100, meaning who are your favorite, most loyal customers, your top 100? And let me ask you another question. What are you doing for them? What are you doing for them? Because if you don't look after them now, it's not that they're going to go somewhere else, but if you want to make sure, how many of you want to record 2021? Records, yes? I promise you, if you do this, you're going to have it. If you look after those people, and I'll tell you one more story about my brother, is I said to my brother, you know, he said, he always speaks, how many of you have a favorite patient? You've all got one. Don't lie. I know we've all got one. There's one or two. They light up you. When they come, they just light up the practice. And my brother always said, there's this one guy, and he said to me, you know, I'm just so grateful for him, especially in the economy's bad. All your patients that just come weekly, no matter what, you know, or they come fortnight, or they come every 2 weeks, no matter what, or they come monthly, no matter what, or they bring their family in, no matter what. Like, we think we were grateful before the bad economy, but how many of you are grateful for those people right now? Those ones that just, you know, they just come weekly, they just come monthly, no matter what, they bring their family in. And my brother said, you know, there's one patient he's so grateful for, and he said, like, just so grateful for their trust. And he comes every single week, never misses a week. And he said, it's his birthday. And I said, oh, fantastic, it's his birthday. So he's into triathlons. And he said, my brother bought him a wetsuit for his birthday. And then you have to ask yourself, when was the last time you did something really big for one of your patients? How many of a patient that's been seeing you for like 5 years or seen you like more than 50 times? Like, how many of you agree we should be doing something for those people? I am embarrassed. There's one patient, I'll tell you his name. His name's Andy. He's been seeing us for over 10 years. His family's come to see us, etc. He has spent £30,000 in my business on chiropractic care. I'm embarrassed to say that I've never sent him a big, he probably deserves a small car for his birthday in some way. You guys understand, yes? And all I'm talking about here, and I'll sum up with this really, all I'm talking about is you have, like I started this talk, if you don't go deep on the following sentence, I truly believe this is all you have to do to win in this new economy. You have to just do this. Write this word down. Write G-A-S. Okay, and in English, we say that stands for you need to give a... You guys understand, yes? And if all you do is actually care, is actually give a shit, it's going to make the world of difference. And this is not even about big gifts. It's a, you know, if you came to my mastermind, one of my good friends, Dr. Frank Vaught, told a story in the mastermind, and he sees 500 a week, right? And his story started with, I phoned her after her adjustment. Nobody else picked that up, but I picked that up. And I asked him again, I said, tell that story again. He said, yeah, I phoned her the next day after her adjustment, and she had a breech baby. And the doctors told her that it had to be C-section. And he said, like, I'm going to adjust you, and I've turned many babies. And he phoned her the next day, and the baby turned. But what everyone missed about that story was the humbleness and the GAS that he actually gave them a call, and he sees 500 a week, and he still found the time to give her a call. How many of you guys think that's pretty impressive? So all I'm going to say to you, and all I can give you today, is if you just have heart, if you just give a shit, if you just genuinely go, you know, if you're seeing 10 new patients a week, how many of you think it's possible to phone 10 people and go after their first adjustment? If you don't have to do that, but I'm telling you now, just giving a shit, just having heart, just showing up, just making a phone call, just sending a birthday card, just looking after, you don't have to, I'd love you to look after everyone, but just looking after the top 20%, you're going to win. All you got to do is have heart.